Jeff Bartos is a desperate liar, plain and simple. Let me be crystal clear, Bartos' allegations are horrific lies and all the evidence proves it. Not only does he know full well that these allegations are provably false, but his willingness to spread these lies without any consideration for the damage he's doing to my three young kids is utterly disgusting. It takes a truly dishonorable man to stoop this low just to score a few cheap political points. He should be ashamed of himself. This is gutter-level politics at its worst and nothing more than the last gasp of a campaign on life support. If Jeff's lies only affected me, it would be easy to ignore them, but they don't. Unfortunately, Jeff's lies hurt my three kids and that's unforgivable. Jeff needs to do the honorable thing. He needs to apologize to my family and withdraw from the race. What's particularly interesting about this gutter politics at its worst sleaze, however, is the timing of it all. Parnell, an Afghanistan war veteran who led Outlaw Platoon, which saw some of the most intense fighting against Taliban terrorists along the Pakistan border back in the early 2000s, has risen to the front of the pack and surged in Pennsylvania amid President Joe Biden's withdrawal failures. After a Breitbart News profile on Parnell's rise to the front of the U.S. Senate primary, Trump endorsed Parnell over Bartos and other contenders like Carla Sands and Kathy Barnett. So then Bartos began crafting this memo, digging up nasty divorce details and documents to spread what appears to be an inaccurate smear against his opponent in a last-ditch effort to blunt the power of Trump's endorsement. But what's even more interesting is that Bartos himself, while he now claims to be a Republican, has a lifelong history of aligning himself with top Democrats nationally and in Pennsylvania. In fact, Bartos interned in Bill Clinton's White House according to a June report from Pittsburgh City Paper, and has regularly donated to and supported top Democrats nationally, including praising Hillary Clinton as recently as 2014, just 2 years before Trump beat her. Pittsburgh City Paper's Ryan Dato reported in June of this year. According to Federal Election Commission fillings, Bartos donated $1,000 to the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee in 2011. And, in an interview with the Philadelphia Inquirer in March 2014, Bartos spoke about his time as an intern for Democratic President Bill Clinton, describing the Clintons as incredibly approachable, and saying Hillary Clinton had been unfairly maligned. "Mrs. Clinton gets a bad rap for being distant," said Bartos in 2014 when asked to describe the Clintons. "She couldn't have been nicer to a 20-year-old unpaid staffer. We had a birthday party for her chief of staff, and she helped me clean up, pick up the plates, throw them in the trash." Also, Bartos has a close relationship with Pennsylvania's Democrat Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, according to a report last August from the Philadelphia Citizen. Fetterman, who is running as a Democrat for the same U.S. Senate seat for which Parnell and Bartos are running as Republicans, is quoted in the story praising Bartos as just a really good dude. "John is a mensch," Bartos said of Fetterman in reply, according to the report. The Philadelphia Citizen report even details how Bartos and his wife has regular dinners with Fetterman and his wife. In short order, they became a type of political odd couple, their close relationship a testament to the quaint idea that, in politics, you can disagree without being disagreeable, and that, when you know a rival, really know them, it enhances the likelihood of finding common ground. They've broken bread together with their spouses. After the first time John and Giselle came over for dinner, Bartos' wife Cheryl said, "They're lovely. Why don't we meet more people like them in politics?" And their kids have gotten to know one another. Despite all of this nasty gutter smear politics, Parnell has Trump's endorsement, so he is clearly the immediate favorite for the GOP nomination in Pennsylvania's Senate race next year. Fetterman, meanwhile, has to fend off a challenge for the Democrat nomination from none other than Lamb, Parnell's opponent in the U.S. House race last cycle, but currently leads polling there. Whoever wins will replace retiring Senator Pat Toomey, RPA, and the seat could determine which party wins majority control of the U.S. Senate in the 2022 midterm elections.